Well, what's new?
Oh, Sabrina, hi. Arthur and I were just having a little discussion about physics.
Oh, it looked a little more like chemistry to me. So I didn't know you and Professor Carlin, or should I say Arthur, were involved again.
We've been seeing each other, casually. He was just keeping me company while I wait for President Banning. My meeting was scheduled an hour ago. I wonder what's keeping him.
Oh, I'm sure he's just tied up with something important.
Stop! That tickles! That tickles too!
Say it ain't so.
Oh, I would if I could.
Hi, Sally. Sabrina.
This is what higher education has sunk to.
I love the academic life. And guess what? I just made the dean's list.
On hairstyle makeovers is too good to put down.
Ooh, love Allen Iverson in a scrunchie.
Hi, hope I'm not bothering you. This will only take a minute.
Take that.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Checking out my new digs.
What digs? We're the only ones who live in this house.
With the possible exception of microorganisms that may have crawled up from the Earth's crust. Or not.
The housing office said there was going to be a vacancy here because someone didn't pay their rent.
That's ridiculous. Everyone paid their rent, right?
Right, which means you and your tape measure can take a hike.
Okay. I guess I'll just have to find another place big enough to hold my high-frequency radio telescope.
Come back, we'll throw someone out!
I don't have time for this bureaucratic stupidity. I have to go to advanced calculus and deal with my own stupidity.
Can you believe that housing office?
Tell me about it. They said they'd give me an extension.
Extension? Morgan, you're the one that didn't pay the rent?
It's not my fault. Daddy put me on a tight budget and I had a couple of emergencies. Prada pumps. I bought them in burnished eggplant and spicy rust.
Well, you gotta trade them in for some khaki green $100 bills or else you're gonna be living out on the street.
True, but shoe-wise, I'm set for fall and winter.
Morgan would be totally embarrassed if she knew I was asking you this, but we've got to help her out. Mismanaging money could happen to anyone.
Couldn't happen to me. I don't have enough money to mismanage.
I'd rather discuss who gets Morgan's spacious bedroom. Mine is so small, I have to store my allergy medication in my socks.
At least you get to do it in private. I have a roommate who watches my every hygienic move.
Right, like I care that you're a serial exfoliator.
Guys, look, a roommate is in crisis, and I believe if push came to shove, she'd be there for us.
This is Morgan we're talking about.
Look, all I can say is underneath Morgan's shallow exterior
is a shallow interior.
Right, but underneath that is a decent, okay person. That's why I'm taking the money I was saving for Josh's birthday and loaning it to Morgan.
Okay, fine. I'm in.
Me too.
But it's gonna be pretty tight for me this month. No luxuries, like, what is that thing called? Oh, yeah, food.
And I'll be giving up my lifeline, Sudafed.
Hi, what you doing?
Salem and I joined the Other Realm Book Club.
Oh, how nice for you. Well, while you're sitting around reading about life, I'll be out living it. I've been invited to a dinner party at Wayne's house.
A dinner party? With the president of my college? I wonder why I wasn't invited. I thought Wayne and I were friends.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to mix business with pleasure. Besides, you have a full life. You have your reading group with your cat.
We may not be the Algonquin Round Table, but we have better snacks.
Well, this is really making me mad.
Oh, come on. It's just one little fabulous soiree.
You could have put in a good word and gotten Arthur and me invited to that party. Instead, you throw it in my face and laugh. Why? What are you getting out of this?
Inner peace, and from what I understand, a very tasty veal chop.
Oh, the gravy! The gravy! Ah, Hilda.
Hi.
May I take your rep?
Sure, but if you don't mind, I'd like to keep my skirt on for the party.
Talk to me after the hors d'oeuvres.
wait, perhaps you can settle the debate I'm having with the chair of the philosophy department. Is this real or imitation crap?
It's as real as my affection for this charming creature next to me. Hilda, do you know Professor Carlin?
Sure. He's dating my older sister.
Oh, excuse me.
and apparently this little trollop.
Ashley, would you excuse us for a moment, please? Look, I know this is a little awkward, but there's no need to get upset.
Oops, too late.
Zelda and I have an agreement that we don't date each other exclusively.
Oh, really? Well, according to my understanding of the word agreement, both people have to be in on it.
Both people are?
Yeah, you and Ashley. And I suppose when she needs help with her homework, you're right on top of it. No.
Wow, a $10 tip? That's more than I ever got when I worked here. What's your secret?
Flirting heavily with any guy named Clyde, Irving, or Morty. And just so you know, this money is going to help buy your surprise birthday present, which, by the way, you'll never guess in a million years.
Photographer's vest, medium, navy blue.
Aha! Royal blue.
Seriously, Sabrina, those are really expensive. You're gonna have to serve Morty a lot of coffee cake to afford that.
I'm on it. Hey, Morty, those new trifocals make you look 10 years younger.
Whoa, that purse. Ever heard of the Endangered Species Act?
Ever heard of shaving cream?
Hey, Morgan. Nice ensemble. Where'd you get the purse?
Is it new?
To me. Before that, I believe it belonged to the alligator.
Excuse us.
Quick question. Why is Morgan buying an expensive alligator purse when she owes us money?
I don't know. Maybe it was a gift, or maybe it's a cheap synthetic, you know. Schmalligator.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I'm giving Morgan the benefit of the doubt. She said she's going to pay us back, and we should believe her. Any other questions?
Yes. If there's a schmalligator, is there also a schmackadile?
Ah, starved. What are you guys having for dinner?
Cream corn.
Oh, didn't you have that last night?
Had it for breakfast, too.
I go through weird food phases myself. 1 week, all I wanted was shiitake mushrooms. Now I'm on a sushi kick.
I'll give her a sushi kick.
Hi, someone ordered the Mount Fuji special.
Someone right here. Just keep the change.
Well, thanks. God bless you.
Miles, Roxy, anybody want some sushi? It's the best in town.
I can't believe you ordered sushi.
I know. I've heard all those stories about raw fish and bacteria, but you don't have to worry if you're willing to pay top dollar.
Yeah, our top dollars.
Hi, what's going on? Don't hi me. You told us Morgan was broke, and now she's spending our money on purses and fish.
Yikes. This is what they're getting for freshwater eel? This is ridiculous. I'll go talk to Morgan right now.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, and how would you like your corn served?
To someone else.
Morgan, it's me.
Come on in. And bring your complexion problems.
Why, are we having a blackhead party?
We may.
Look what I just bought.
An electronic pore cleanser. Now there's no need to worry about those bumpy things on the side of your nose.
Funny, I don't worry about stuff like that. I worry about why you're spending the money you borrowed on frivolous junk.
Sabrina.
No, that's right. It's immoral, it's unethical, and nobody gives a hoot about the side of your nose.
They will once I shrink these pores.
Sabrina, I am hurt that you would think I wasn't going to pay you back.
Oh, and why would I think that?
Relax, everything is fixed. I called my dad, told him about my budgeting problems, and he said he was going to send me a big fat envelope. It'll be here tomorrow.
Oof, that is such a relief.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some suctioning to do.
Won't I miss that?
I understand why the caterer was naked. I don't understand why there weren't any pictures.
Zelda, I need to talk to... Oh, hi, everybody. Just ignore us.
Hilda, you interrupted my book club.
They can wait. There's something that I have to tell you.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Well, then since I have guests in the other room, perhaps I'll go back.
Your boyfriend is two-timing you with a 25-year-old.
Gosh, look at the time. Hey, who's up for Strudel in the other realm?
Hilda, you ruined my book club.
You've got bigger problems, sister. Arthur Carlin, the man you wanted to take to the dinner party, was at the dinner party with someone else.
So we heard. A 25-year-old chicky poo. Only 630 years younger than you.
Said the cat who spikes his iced tea with Metamucil.
I like the texture.
And get this. Then Carlin comes up with this lame excuse that you two have an agreement to see other people.
Well, we do. I'm the one that suggested it. Look, Hilda, to be honest, it would have been nice if Arthur had taken me to that party. But he didn't. I'm okay with it.
Likely story. Don't hold anything in, sister. Express your pain.
The only pain I feel is your nails digging into my back. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to start my book for next week.
Don't you even want to know what she looks like?
No.
Yes!
Has the mailman been here yet?
Nope.
Oh, I wish he'd hurry up. I want to get to Bloomingdale's. I'm trying to improve my walking time between cosmetics and shoes.
Well, it's better than having no goals at all.
He's here. Ah, yes, the mother load.
Careful, don't tear the money.
Oh, this isn't money. These are my bills.
The Oklahoma Earring Trading Company?
Just washcloths? Oh, check what's being here. Dear Morgan, I hope you're enjoying all the purchases you made because you won't be making any more. At least not with my money. Dad. Oh my God, I've been cut off. I'm broke!
That makes four of us.
Daddy says until I learn how to manage my money, I'm not getting any more. Do I have a lawsuit here?
Morgan, I wasn't the only one that helped you out. Miles and Roxy chipped in too.
They did? I had no idea how much they cared about me.
They don't. I guilted them into doing it.
Still, they took money out of their own pockets and gave it to me. Sabrina, I am hopeless. I just wish that somewhere along the way, someone had taught me how to stretch a dollar.
Stretch a dollar? That's a good idea. Morgan, how much money do you have left?
A dollar.
Thank you.
Why are you taking my last dollar?
None of your business. Your business is to go out and get a job at a business. And I mean business.
A job? I guess this is what they mean by bottoming out.
You're right with you. Gotta hang tens. How can I help you?
I don't know. I've seen your ads on Other Realm Cable, but I'm still not sure exactly what you do.
Well, we launder money, pinch pennies, and starting May 1st, serve Cajun buffalo wings.
Well, can you stretch a mortal dollar?
Faster than a one-eyed possum on a greased-up armadillo.
I'll assume that's pretty fast. Here, go crazy.
You know, if you help stretch, get a lot more bang for your buck, and I'll give you a buffalo wing coupon.
Oh, well, I've never stretched anything before. Well, except maybe the truth now and then.
Well, just grab the other half and give it a good pull.
Wow, this money's really hard to hang on to.
Oh, I hate this part.
Oh, but I love this part. Woo! Hey, I think there's a game show here.
You animal! Like he grew an extra hand over the weekend.
Isn't she gorgeous? She takes my breath away.
Wow, I can see why.
I think this calls for a little hearing helper.
Jeez, honey, I cannot see how this babe is your girlfriend.
Well, it's not official yet, but I'm working on it. I can definitely see myself spending the rest of my life with this one.
Oh, really? Well, here's what I see. Nobody makes a fool of Zelda Spellman, except me. And not only is he showing off pictures of that little hottie, he's also talking about spending the rest of his life with her. Is that in the agreement?
Hilda, we don't have anything in writing.
That was your first mistake. Your second is letting him string you along. Your third is reading Crime and Punishment. Just watch reruns of Law and Order.
Maybe you're right. If Arthur really is that serious about someone else, I should at least know about it.
Oh, hallelujah! My work here is done.
Now, who else's life can I get involved in?
You got our money.
Yep, every last cent that Morgan owed us.
Here's yours.
And yours.
All right, this calls for a celebration.
Way ahead of you, I ordered pizza.
I'll eat anything that wasn't grown on a husk.
Hi, what do I owe you?
$11.50. Very funny. And how about the real stuff?
This isn't the real stuff?
I thought it was.
Here, take mine.
Guys, I got pies that are getting soggy. Can somebody please give me some usable cash?
So
Sabrina, what's going on here?
Oh, you know, Morgan's dad has a really wacky sense of humor. I bet he bought this fake money at a joke shop, you know, to teach her a funny lesson.
It really is funny, isn't it?
My sides are splitting.
And so am I.
I can't believe this.
Me neither. I was this close to starch and the protein.
Well, there's still good news. You know, even if the money is fake, Morgan's out looking for a job right now. She'll pay us back.
With what? Exploding quarters?
It's a jungle out there. I need a Perrier and a biscotti.
How'd the job hunt go?
Very disappointing. None of the places that I went through lived up to my standards.
Your standards?
Morgan, you're supposed to be living up to their standards. You know, you're never gonna get a job unless you stop acting like a prima donna.
Well, I don't know if I can. This is the way I've always acted.
Little tip, it doesn't work for you anymore.
It's not working for us either. Last night, I ate gum for dinner.
We're not sunk yet. Morgan, you work on your attitude, and I'm gonna go talk to the guy responsible for this whole money mess.
Finally, someone's gonna stand up to my father.
Wally, I got a problem.
You and me both. Bad enough I gotta launder money for these dang customers. Now they want me to fluff and fold them.
Well, this dang customer wants to know why the dollar we stretch turned into mini money.
I guess that's what it's worth in mortal realm. You know, on Neptune, you'd be living like a king. You freeze your butt off, though.
Well, can you do something? My friend drained my bank account, and she won't get a job because she thinks she's too good for everybody.
Oh, that's a whole different bucket of bait. Your friend doesn't need money stretched. She needs humble pie.
You mean that dark brown stuff that causes you to become really modest and leaves that unpleasant aftertaste?
Not the way my wife makes it.
Patty! Come out here! Got a girl out here who wants one of your marvelous humble pies.
They're really not all that good. I can't bake anywhere near as well as my mother. I'm not even worthy of her recipe.
Well, it looks like someone's been picking at the pie.
Ain't nobody bigger pie picker than my Patty.
Sold. I'll take one humble pie.
Thanks. Sabrina, I'm not much of a pie person, and I'm really trying to cut back on desserts.
Oh, but this pie is super low in arrogance. I mean calories. You know, you have been out busting your butt trying to get a job, and I thought you could use a little treat.
It does look good. And you're right. After what I have been through, no one deserves a little pampering more than me.
Absolutely.
Mmm, this is fabulous. Out of this world. And far better than I deserve.
Oh, you deserve it. Keep shoveling.
This is really starting to make me feel...
humble enough to go look for work?
Exactly. I just hope that I'm worthy of all those wonderful employers out there.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Now.
Hilda, I can handle this myself.
You could, but then where would the fun be for me?
There he is. I know what he looks like. Arthur.
Zelda. You look lovely.
Oh, right, you big liar.
Arthur, we need to talk. Don't you think if you want to start dating someone exclusively, you should tell me about it?
Oh, actually, I was going to tell you tonight.
Yeah, right. String her along while you run around with that little Lolita, whose picture you keep showing to every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I mean, this picture of the woman I adore?
Wow, you look great. You see, I told you had nothing to worry about.
I've never seen a person try to make their own Velcro.
Oh, it's just a little birthday present insurance, you know, just in case Morgan doesn't get a job and I have to buy Josh a vest.
What do you think?
Stuff it with candy and you've got a piñata.
Well, I did it. I got a job.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Congratulations.
Thanks. It won't be long before I'll be able to pay you all back.
Great, because this birthday present would have been the end of my relationship. So, where will you be working?
In the coffee house with you. We're gonna have so much fun together.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Look at her. It's like she was born to clear tables and schlep coffee.
Yeah, I guess that humble pie really did the trick.
You gave her humble pie?
Yeah, something wrong?
Just a little. If someone who eats humble pie runs into someone who takes the cake, it cancels out everything.
Hi, My name is Morgan, and I'm honored to be your waitress today. What can I get for you?
I'll take the cake.
No! Get it yourself. I'm going on break. See you in 3 hours.
So, I think the new girl's really working out.